This is the RFD Livestock Report. I'm Delos Yonke with Jennifer Tyree, Executive Director of the Illinois Pork Producers Association, and an updated pig farming by county report you can find on their website, ilpork.com.
We've had some of the statistics that we utilize with the USDA Ag Census to help us put together the jobs by county and the economic impact. But what's new to that is the total tax revenue by county that the Illinois pork industry gives back to those communities and those counties. And that's something that we are really trying to share widely, not only with just consumers, but also with our stakeholders, to let them know that strong economic engine that the pork industry provides back to the state.
This is full scope, not necessarily just those that raise pigs.
Absolutely. It could be the hogs, it could be the pork processing, as you mentioned, it could be the local service providers with the trucking companies that haul the animals to the processing plant. It could be the corn and soybean the grain that's being hauled to feed the animals. There are a lot of moving parts that the pork industry is really part of. And so we really think it's important to show not only that we are a strong pork production state, but that we really do help these rural areas in our state where we've got almost every county, we've got some sort of pork presence in some form or fashion.
Yeah, really do. If you were to, you know, just guess how some of these numbers would go, I don't think anybody would guess some numbers as high as they are. These are really impressive.
No. Those local tax dollars, they go to fund your local schools, right?
Mm-hmm.
They go to fund a lot of the services that our communities rely on. And without those pork producing dollars continuing to lift up those economic engines in the counties, there would be a lot less to go around. And I think that that's something that we just need to put out there a little bit more widely and create that visibility so that that's known.
Yeah. Cass County, Sebi Beardstown, $6 million in total tax revenue. You know, you think about some of these counties, where else are they going to find $6 million in total tax revenue? You know,
right.
Cumberland County, where Jason Probst is, $7 million in total tax revenue. And some really neat stories on here as well with some of the producers, or like the one in DeKalb says, livestock and urban development can coexist. So good information on there from different ways.
Yeah, we try to spotlight our current board members and some of our past board members. And specifically in DeKalb County, we have a farm in that county that was there years before urban sprawl essentially was created and development in DeKalb County. And there is now a subdivision within a half mile of this farm. And it shows how communication and working together with those farms, you can coexist. And that DeKalb County situation is one of those where the farm was there decades before the subdivision. And so assumptions are made about hog farms. And I think that we, as the Illinois Pork Producers Association, needs to be proactive and share some of the positives that are out there about our industry. And this is just one of those ways that we can do that.
Jennifer Tyree, Illinois Pork Producers Association, and the Pig Farming by County Report at ilpork.com. From the Country Financial Studios, the RFD Livestock Report.